AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At least 13 U.S. troops and some 60 Afghans have died in suicide attacks at the Kabul airport.
President Biden was visibly moved by the carnage in Kabul, where U.S. troops and Afghan civilians were killed in a suicide bomb attack.
A tough day.
He blames the group ISIS-K and vows to avenge the deaths.
We will hunt you down and make you pay.
Saying there's no sign at this point the Taliban was involved. Biden says he takes responsibility for the losses during the efforts to evacuate Americans and says that mission will go forward.
We will not be deterred by terrorists.
Repeating that former President Trump negotiated the terms of the U.S. withdrawal and that Biden doesn't want to restart the war.
Time to end a 20-year war.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis criticizes the president.
My position is we should have never had a date, and we should have had more contingency plans than putting over 5,000 service members in a box canyon called Kabul Airport.
More than 100,000 people, U.S. citizens, people from allied nations, and Afghan citizens, have flown out of the airport. The Supreme Court blocks the Biden administration from enforcing a temporary ban on evictions because of the pandemic. Census Bureau data from earlier this month found roughly 3.5 million people say they face eviction in the next 2 months. The court, in an unsigned opinion, says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention doesn't have the authority to block evictions without congressional authorization. The unanimous Republican Texas Supreme Court temporarily blocks a mask mandate issued by San Antonio and Bexar County for their public schools, a blow to efforts by cities, counties, and school districts to defy the Republican Governor Greg Abbott's ban on such measures. Abbott has also issued an order blocking vaccine mandates. This is AP News. Ag officials in Washington state have destroyed an Asian giant hornet nest located near the town of Blaine along the Canadian border. Entomologist Sven Spickiger says this isn't the first time they were detected.
We were able to do the eradication the morning of the 25th, which was yesterday, and we used the same procedure of vacuum extraction. It had to be modified slightly. The nest was not located high up in the tree this time. It was at the base of a rotten alder tree.
Asian giant hornets are sometimes called murder hornets because they prey on bees. They are the world's largest hornet and not native to North America.
A few of us who were working very tight in the area were approached by the hornets, and they did actually attempt to sting us this time. But we're all very happy to say that our hornet suits worked very well.
The nest itself had nearly 1,500 hornets. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.